Open your Bibles to Matthew 13. We're going to get there in a minute. Matthew 13, verse 14. But we're going to start with a letter. I love snail mail letters. I like opening them up, and I like getting, I like emails too, but this is a snail mail letter from our P.O. box. And I'm just going to read part of it. And this has to do with the reversing God's order and everything from last week. And if there's a message you need to hear, is that one, because it's what's coming. Well, it's here. What's going on with the gender bending and all the things that are going on. And this letter is from that. A few weeks ago, I was shopping, she said, at Dick's Sporting Goods. And I noticed that the men's and women's clothing was mixed together in some places. Another shop, I noticed the same thing. Last week, I shopped at Kohl's and I saw the same thing there. They had a display of bras on the wall in the men's department. I was shocked. What a crazy androgynous world we live in. Now, today, tonight, or wherever you're watching me from, I want to talk about the new subject in school, witchcraft. Millions of school children have a new subject in school. And it's repackaged as children's fantasy literature. This was 25 years ago now, the Harry Potter books came out, and it was an infiltration of the occult, an occult invasion. And many people thought it was just fun. It had, just a fantasy, nothing to it. But I'm going to go into a few things maybe you haven't heard before about it. But millions of children are desensitized to the danger of the occult spirit world by opening themselves up to these books. We were at a wedding and they were doing Harry Potter vows, believe it or not. And it was just like, this has definitely become a household word. And wow, just to think that was 25 years ago. This is not new. This has always been around, the occult. And I'm going to read you a couple scriptures about it here. But we've been talking about paganism and how it's kind of just in plain sight now. They're not even trying to hide it. Some new statues came out you've probably heard about this week. Ishtar, we've been talking about. Ishtar, we've been talking about a lot of this. But in Deuteronomy 18, verse 10, it says, "When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not lean to the following abominations of the nations. There shall not be found any among you who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft," underline that, practices witchcraft, "or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer." A sorcerer is one who casts spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls upon the dead. Now that's called necromancy, and look no further than many charismatic churches now for necromancy, saying they went to heaven and they talked to Abraham. Abraham gave him a new message, all this and that. It's happening in our churches, in many churches. And if it's not happening in yours, praise God for that, because this has been kind of an onslaught for many, many years. These are all practiced, many of these occultic things in the books, contacting the dead, seances. It promotes the occult when God has forbidden it. And what they did was they made it look like fun. And Laura Bush, remember Laura Bush, former first lady? She just couldn't get enough of these books. And she dedicated a room in the White House to Harry Potter and his crew. I don't know if you knew that. But a witch is someone who makes magic, wizardry, sorcery, and the occult. Now, Psalms 34 says, "Depart from evil." It doesn't say embrace it. Don't think it's funny. Don't think, oh, this is a great time for mom to read to her children, which many, many Christians did. I remember a mother came years ago. It had to have been, 25 years ago when this stuff started coming out. This woman was asking a pastor, and I happened to be right there, if there was anything wrong with reading these books. Oh, no, 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 they're harmless. And something rose up within me, and I didn't really know much about it at the time, but just by reading the titles of the books, you can tell that this is definitely occultism. It says depart from them. Doesn't say embrace it, but depart means to separate from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. Now in 2 Kings 21:6, it said, he made his son pass through the fire, practiced soothsaying, used witchcraft, and consulted spiritualists and mediums. The Lord called this evil in his sight. Now, this is not new. We remember even little Bewitched movies and what were we talking about? The other one, when I was in kindergarten, they were doing levitation, Mary Poppins. All these different things, it just seemed like fun. But hairy books are, I'm just going to give you a summary and then to see what's really happening from there to the point of where we are now. Harry Potter books are about 11-year-old generation wizard who attends the prestigious 1,000-year-old cult boarding school, Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. All his teachers are practicing occultists and tutor their students in the dark arts of sorcery and divination, fortune-telling, astrology, potion mixing, spell weaving, and curse casting. Harry's world says that drinking dead animals' blood gives power. A satanic human sacrifice and Harry's powerful blood brings new life. Demon possession is not, to them, spiritually dangerous, and that passing through the fire, contacting the dead, and conversing with ghosts, others in the spirit world, and more, is normal, acceptable, fun, and entertaining. We're going to read a letter from an ex-witch and what she has to say, what she saw happen there and what she came out of and what she sees happening in our churches now. First of all, do you know what witchcraft is? If you had a simple definition, this is the simplest one I could find. It's seeking help or guidance from any spiritual source other than God. Horoscopes, astrology, tarot cards, magic, seances, palm reading, necromancy, and that is communicating with the dead, and yoga. A lot of people don't realize what yoga really is. Carol, was it Marishiana, whatever her last name was, she came from India. She has a great book on that of how it's practicing your breathing and how you're actually practicing reincarnation and preparing for death. I mean, that's what they really brought it into. A lot of people just think it's an exercise. Witchcraft exalts a spirit of rebellion, self-will, and living for pleasure, or your best life now. How many know this world isn't it? We're just passing through. Now, Leviticus 19:31, it says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Now in Ephesians 5:11, it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose or reprove them. So basically, Harry Potter, in an overview, it begins with casting a spell on readers to condition them to anger to anyone who criticizes Harry Potter. Now think about that. Right away, they get you conditioned to anyone that doesn't like magic or witchcraft, there's something wrong with them. Did you know there's that flipping of the brainwashing there? Referring to them who criticize as mean and close-minded muggles, M-U-G-G-L-E-S. Now, what's a muggle? They are those who reject magic, and the real evil in the world is from people who reject magic. So they're saying basically, if you don't accept these books and these teachings, there's something wrong with you, your parents, or anyone that disagrees. Now in ancient Babylon, the potter, think about that word potter, Harry Potter, is the female goddess who transforms humans to become gods. The Muggles or Muggles, whatever, a New World Order term is Goyon or Goyim, which means cattle. So there's two classified groups here, either those that are the elite and that are with the magic, or those that are the cattle, the ones that are weak. And the kids starting reading these books, they don't want to be weak and powerless. They want to be like Harry. Now in Matthew 13 in verse 14, this is a great chapter. We're not going to read the whole thing, but It's about Jesus talking about sowing the seed and how the seed goes in different soil. But in verse 11, he's talking to his disciples and they're saying, why are you speaking in these parables? And he said, because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not. Verse 13, I speak to them in parables because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. For in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and they should understand with their heart, and should be converted. And we need to be converted. We need to ask Jesus into our life, and it's because of the blood of Jesus that we get saved. And there's a witch that gets converted that I'm going to read her part of her letter. You can find it on the internet to an ex-witch. And it's very interesting. And I've read this 4 years ago. I shared on it. And I read it again. And I said, I still see stuff in there. So we want eyes to see. We want to be able to see what's going on. We want to have discernment to see through all the political propaganda, all the lies, all the things that are going on. And when you're walking with the Lord and you're listening, and you have eyes to see, and you're a watchman, and you pray, you can get away from a lot of the ditches the enemy wants to put you in. I think of my journey and how many ditches. I went from one ditch to another ditch, trying to find truth. And I know many of you the same way. Why a message I came out of, why I left the word of faith, why the faith message, why I left the prophetic message. And then I went into thinking this was right and this was right. It takes time to come out of ditches, right? But if our heart's right, we have discernment. And when we've come out of them, then we have an obligation to share where we've come from and why we came out. And that's what I try to do in my last bit here of my life, is to expose evil and the things that I've come out of. But here, this is a new order, the new blank order. Put the word in there yourself. This is conditioning for the way they want things to be in the days before Noah are returning as the days of Noah were. The last few messages I've talked about this. But be sure you listen to the last three messages on androgyny, because if you're a grandparent or a parent, your kids are going to face this. They already are. And if they know the truth behind it, they won't be sucked in. They'll have eyes to see, and they'll see what's going on, and they can help not getting so confused. Because this is going to, according to, I think it was one of those New Age people, they said all the young children will be androgynous. Well, not if they have eyes to see and ears to hear. But this is New Order conditioning. And because they've read these books and they're reading about it right away, the children don't want to be weak losers like their witchcraft-rejecting parents. So right away, this sets division. Division between the parents, the grandparents, and they're left after reading these books, watching these movies, playing these games. It's been all over the world now with positive occult conditioning. They're conditioned to think it's just a joke. But I want to read some of what the kids are saying about it that have went through some of these books. It's the New Order belief system to undermine true Christianity. It's another way of attacking Christians and bringing in the occult. It's bringing in witchcraft, and it's trying to shape the minds of our precious little children. And even with the president's wives saying she just couldn't get enough of them, Laura Bush, and then dedicating a whole room in the White House for Harry Potter and the crew. Think of that. Many Christians distanced themselves finally when one of the last books came out. Many Christians did wake up to this. They saw, it became clear that Harry Potter is a blasphemous, resurrected false Christ in the last book. You shall know them by their symbols. I have a message on that. You shall know them by their symbols. It's just a very brief one, but because that is their language, they speak through symbols. In many of these halftime shows, you're going to see all these movie stars, they do the symbolism. It's just coming out more and more. You can't even pretend you don't see it anymore, even commercials. But what they have, and this is what's in all these books, spells and magic phrases, pentagram, which is the five-pointed star with a circle around it. In pagan groups, they're used in rituals. It symbolizes infinity. And it's amazing how they think they're going to live forever. And that's why they don't want you talking about hell, because they don't want to deal with hell. And in these books and in these movies and in all these shows that are coming up, blood rituals, potions, 666 symbols, the all-seeing eye, levitation, that's the rising and the hovering in the air, and the backward masking messages. The synagogue of Satan wants to confuse children when they're young and keep them on the broad path. They want to go after the generation. And now this is, I'm going to close with this. This is a letter from an ex-witch writing about these books. She said, "I'm writing this urgent message because I once was a witch. I was intrigued and absorbed in the realm of Wicca witchcraft. All of this was happening in the decade of the 60s when witchcraft was just starting to come out of the broom closet." She talks about Rowling, the one that authored this book, is the woman who captivated the world in the year 2000 with her books. These books are orientational, and instructional manuals of witchcraft woven in the format of entertainment. These books teach witchcraft. I know this because I once was a very much part of that world. I was miraculously saved by the power of Jesus Christ and his saving blood. And this is the part I thought was really interesting. However, as I began to attend fundamental Christian churches, I recognized that even there, witchcraft had left its mark. Pagan holidays were celebrated as Christian holidays. As time went on, I watched the so-called Christian churches compromising and unifying. That's happening right now, and it has been happening. I also watched with amazement as teaching from Eastern religions and the New Age doctrine began to captivate congregations. It was a satanic setup, and I saw it coming. Illuministic conspirators were bringing forth a one-world religion with a cleverly concealed element of occultism interwoven in its teachings. In order to succeed in bringing witchcraft to the world and thus complete satanic control, an entire generation, remember Alice Bailey said we're going to go for a young generation, and unfortunately we see this generation has been marked. An entire generation would have to be induced and thought to think like witches, talk like witches, dress like witches, and act like witches. She says a lot more. I'm not going to go into all of it, but she talks about the 60s songs and how the Sound of Silence by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, different songs. It was the communist revolutionary Lenin who said, "Give me one generation of youth and I will transform the entire world." As a former witch, I can speak with authority, she said. When I say that I've examined the works of Rowling and that the Harry Potter books are training manuals for the occult, untold millions of young people are being taught to think, to speak, to dress and act like witches by filling their heads with the contents of these books. And again, she said, these are witchcraft manuals. By reading these materials, many millions of young people are learning how to work with demon spirits. They are getting to know them by name. Vast numbers of children professing to be Christians are also filling their hearts and minds, while willingly ignorant parents look the other way. The titles of the books should be warning enough to make us realize how satanic and antichrist these books are. And she goes on to name a few. As a real witch, I learned that the two sides of the force. I learned about the two sides of the force. Now, that brought me to thinking about when I was in these evangelical movements about the force of faith, the force. Everything was about the Christianity is not about a force. The force is always referred to as Lucifer in the occult books. So I learned about the two sides of the force. When real witches meet at covens, they grab each other saying, "Blessed be." And when they part, they say, "The force be with you." Both sides of this force are Satan. Now this is in Acts verse 19 and verse Acts 19 verse 18 through 20. And this is how you know that witchcraft and the occult has been around way before. I mean, it's not left. But here, what did they do with these witchcraft things once they became a Christian? It says, "Many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts." That word curious arts means occult practices. "Many of them that were in these movements, the sorcerers, the witches, they got saved. And when they got saved, what did they do with their paraphernalia? They brought their books together and burned them before all men." So if you have any of these books laying around, I think it's a good idea to just burn them. Be scriptural and do just what they did. Don't have them hanging around. I've actually, people say, "Well, I'm going to donate." No, don't donate those books to someone else to get deceived. If you can, get rid of them. But they burned them. So it's scriptural to burn them. And they burned them before all men because they had a testimony. They came out of, they separated from, and now they're done with it. And if you've been involved in that, which we've all been involved in weird stuff through our life, repent, ask God to forgive us. If there's any demonic holds, ask God to deliver us and set us free. And if your children are starting to dab in this stuff, because this is just the opening. This is just the open door of what's coming in now in a lot of different places. And this was an entry part, I believe, of occult invasion, but it's also in the churches. "And they brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them, and they found it 50,000 pieces of silver." Yeah, we spent a lot of money on this shenanigan stuff, but you got to get rid of it. You got to detach from it and just move on. Just renounce it, forsake it. And then what happened? "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." When they got rid of the false, they had the true. And that's why I say do your own research. We always have to keep doing our own research and make sure that the things that we are being taught, wherever we are true. So what are the kids saying about this? This was a kid, Dylan, by the age of 10. He said, "I want to go to wizard school now. And I want to learn magic. I'd like to learn to use a wand to cast spells." You get children at this age, and this is what they want to do. They want to do whatever has been shown them, and they want to be a part of it. That's just how children are. Jeffrey, who's 11, said it would be great to be a wizard because you could control situations and things like teachers. "I'd like to go to wizard school," another one, 9 years old, "and learn magic and put spells on people. I'd make up an ugly spell, and then it's payback time." So this is teaching rebellion. It's teaching self-will. It's teaching all the things that we're coming out of, right? One man that was an author, "Witchcraft Repackaged, Making Evil Look Innocent," Robert McGee, said, "Children as young as kindergarten are being introduced to human sacrifice, the sucking of blood from dead animals, and possession by spirit beings. Harry Potter has become the method of introducing of Wicca to the very young. Courts have banned the teaching of Christianity in public schools, but Wicca is recognized by the U.S. courts as a religion and given tax-exempt status by the IRS. Harry Potter materials have become much more than a handful of children's fantasy books. Now Warner Brothers, Coca-Cola, Minute Maid, Mattel have all used the Potter materials to launch games, puzzles, toys. In fact, we were watching the news the other day and the news guy was talking about him. I was like, it's a household word now because they brought it to the world on every possible merchandising product. Scholastic Incorporated, which is a major supplier of public school teaching aids, has added the Potter literature to its line of curriculum materials. So now you can send your child to school and you can learn about witchcraft in school. It's the new course that's being taught in many schools. Make sure you watch what your kids are reading and go through their material. Once introduced to the worlds of wizards, spells, and dark arts, readers of Harry Potter can advance their knowledge and skills in witchcraft and paganism. And we are having a revival of paganism. Paganism is what many gods, they have a god for everything. Ishtar, we talked about that last week, the Statue of Liberty. Look at that face of the Statue of Liberty. That is not a woman. That's a man's face. And witchcraft and paganism by visiting the hundreds of websites now available on the internet. So our battle front is on many levels. But if you know the Lord, you know the truth, and it'll set you free, and it keeps you from these traps. And if you have a parent, I know we have some teenagers that listen to this broadcast because they write me. If you have parents that are teaching you this stuff, just be so thankful for them, because it's a minority now of people that see truth and even care. Most parents just let the kids have the iPad, let them have the phone. It's a babysitting tool. They don't even monitor what kids are doing. And you wonder why we're having so much trouble with this new generation. And just think, they are eventually going to rule. They're going to grow up and think witchcraft is totally normal. Paganism is totally normal. So, Father, we pray for all the people listening today that they'd have eyes to see and ears to hear. And we realize that there is an occult invasion on our churches as well as our educational systems. But you've called us to be a light, and you've called us to come apart and be separate, come out of the unclean thing. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the straight and narrow path, and keep us on it, Father, in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, and also her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her. Be sure to check out her YouTube playlist for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org webpage and click on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.